This is Lady Tiffany Ma, and this is My Mind Emporium. Welcome to my podcast, where basically I just talk about pop culture, the weird things about pop culture, and how pop culture affects everyday life. Also, how movies affect everyday life. Today, I want to talk about the movie The Lie. I think it's called The Lie. It's called The Lie. Let me see, because I post about it on my Instagram page, and it was called The Lie. With Joey King in it. You know, Joey King is New Hollywood, so she's been in a lot of movies lately that I've watched. Because I watched the movie Radium Girl, and she's also in that movie. So the movie is called The Lie, with Mirella Enos, Peter Sarsgaard, and Joey King. All right. So basically, this movie opens up a lot to me because it just makes you question everything.
I mean, question.
He knows now. And it makes you question, what would you do when you were a teenager? Because, I mean, when I was a teenager, I had a friend that wanted to go places, but she specifically didn't want to clarify exactly where we were going. And a lot of the reason why my mom wouldn't let me go places was because this person didn't want to clarify where we were going. So a lot of times we didn't go nowhere. And I'm like, oh, okay, what are we doing? This. And she'd be like, I'm like, okay, where are we going? And she'd be like, you don't always need to know where you're going. That's bullshit like that. But that didn't fly with my mama. That didn't fly with me. So this movie just goes to questioning, you know, I'm not for being a helicopter parent, or these days y'all are bulldozers. But I get it. I get why you got to watch these teenagers like a hawk. Because they're sneaky. And they do things that you would never think they would do. So, and I'm going to have a question after this too. So, what happened in the movie was, it's a movie about a teenage girl. Her parents are freshly divorced. And her parents basically... her mom has a new lover. Her dad has a new lover. And basically, they're all busy paying attention to being in their relationships besides paying attention to this teenage girl. So what happened was, she's supposed to go to this retreat, this ballerina retreat with her friend. Well, not with her friend. The friend doesn't happen later on. She's supposed to go to a ballet retreat with her friend. Not with her friend. But they end up picking up her friend later on in the movie. So she goes to a ballet retreat, but she doesn't really want to go. So what happens is, her friend is dropped off at the bus stop because her dad is like, you know, I'm tired of your BS. So he dropped her ass off. He was like, you catch the bus to the retreat. I ain't taking you to the retreat. So... The teenage girl's character, Joey King's character basically tells her dad, Peter Sarsgaard, hey, you know, pick her up. That's my friend. He knew she was trouble, and that's the funny part. Parents know your little friends ain't shit. They know that. Like, she was in the back of the car. He could tell that the little girl was up to no good, but he couldn't quite pinpoint it, so he still gave her a ride anyway, because as an adult, you don't want to see a child sitting out in the cold by themselves. Now, that would not have worked on my mama. My mama would have left her ass out there. My mama would have been like, nah, shawty. You just got to catch the bus to wherever the hell you going. I ain't dealing with your little sneaky ass. But he knew something was not right. So what happened is, the girl's in the car. They're on their way to the retreat. And Joey King's character's friend, Brittany, she's like, I gotta use the bathroom. Oh my God, I'm peeing on the seat. And I was like, why you had to say all that? Okay, you gotta go to the bathroom. So they go out into the woods. And Joey King's character come back. She tells her father, it was an accident. He's like, where's she at? He's like, it was an accident. She fell into the water. And then she's like, okay, it's an accident. Me and her were playing around and I pushed her. So what happened is her dad thinks that basically his daughter kills this girl. And that has to be a parent's worst nightmare. Because, I mean, can you imagine thinking that your teenage daughter killed a girl? In which that is going to bring me to, that's going to be the second half of this. Where I'm going to talk about a situation dealing with little girls who did, a girl who did get killed by other teenage girls. But let's go back to the story. So he's freaking out. So he goes to the mom. The mom's a lawyer. He talks to the mom. He tries to talk to the mom. And she's like, why she's not at the retreat. I knew she was going to talk her way out of this. You're too easy on her. You know, that's how moms are. You know, dads, they're sweet on their little girls. And moms are like, no, I told her to do this. I told you to do this. Why didn't you do it? And he was like, yeah, okay, you know, whatever. He couldn't really talk to her. He couldn't reason with her. He said, well, she got sick. Where's her inhaler? And he was like, I don't know where her inhaler is at. I don't know what she did with it. I guess she had to get another one. And she's like, well, you always have a spare inhaler. And freaking out. She's like, okay, she goes to. And so what happened is the mom goes outside. The little girl's on a swing and she throws up out of nervousness about what happened. Because keep in mind, she basically said that she accidentally killed her friend. So they finally go to the mom's house. And the mom has a daughter there. She's basically taking care of her daughter. And the mom, you know, she didn't find out until what's happened to her friend. Until the dad told her about what happened to the friend. And that was like, the part that made me mad was that it took him too long to tell the mom that their daughter, quotation marks, accidentally kills her friend. So he finally tells the mom. The mom's upset. Of course, her mom's a lawyer, so she knows all the laws and what's going to happen. So they try to cover up. She's trying to cover bases with him, see what happened, how it happened, when it happened. The key thing is that the dad has a little girl's phone. He has Brittany's phone. So the mom's trying to figure out a way to do it. And so they had to coach their daughter to tell them a lie and that basically the little girl had like a bruise on her face, which, by the way, can we talk about that with this movie? That was a part of the movie where I didn't quite understand why she had a bruise on her face and nobody tried to ask why she had a bruise on her face. Did she put the bruise on her face to make her dad look suspicious? Or did she, I just didn't understand why Brittany had a bruise on her face. They never talked about that. So basically what happened is the girl dad comes over to the girl's mom's house. Asks, oh, they think they pulled a fast one. And the mom's like, what? He's like, oh, yeah, you didn't know about what my daughter trying to do. I know they're up to something. You know, I wondered, do you know? She's like, oh, well, no, my daughter's here. She's sick. So it's no way in the world that could have happened. You know, there's no way in the world. Granted, they think that their daughter killed the girl. And so the dad, of course, keeps approaching them. They get detectives involved, but the dad keeps approaching them about his daughter, and he gets into the fight with the other dad, with the little girl that killed the other little girl dad. And they basically said that her father was abusive. Granted, the little girl's dad is Pakistani. That was another part of the movie where I was like,
is this like subconscious racism we over here got going on? Like, did they just say the little girl dad was racist because, I mean, not racist, was beating her because, I mean, yes, she had a bruise on her face, but her dad didn't do it. But it was just kind of, to me, very xenophobic to assume that the bruise on her face was from her dad. And that's the story they told the police. So the police, of course, the detectives went to Brittany's dad's house, talked to him, and they talked to the neighbors, and they found out her dad is not that type of father. He don't put hands on her. Granted, he probably should have put hands on Shawty, because Shawty's wild. Anyway. I'm sorry. So basically, you know, the detectives finally come to a conclusion that the little girl, Joey King's character, and her parents have something to do with the fact that she is missing. So what happened is the detective go to the bus stop where the little girl was waiting at, where they picked her up. And then they found a key evidence that would have sent that little girl to jail. But keep in mind, they have not found the body of this little girl, of Brittany. They have not found the body of the girl, Brittany. And that was the part I kept thinking. I was like, y'all didn't find the body. Nobody found the body. She ain't dead in the woods or nothing. So what happened is the detective comes to the house. And they talked to them and they said, oh, well, you know, the neighbor said, you know, her dad is not abusive. He's a good father. He takes care of his child. He takes care of home. You know, all this is happening. But I want to ask this question. How come your daughter inhaler is at the bus stop at the crime scene? And then this is when they had to think of what to do. So the dad, what happened was, basically the detectives also told them that they got a ping from her cell phone in the city. Keep in mind, the girl's dad lives in the city in a law. So he had a little girl's cell phone and he kept the cell phone. So what they're going to do, they're going to try to plant the evidence that the father did it. But in the process of planting the evidence that the father did it by putting the little girl's cell phone in the backyard in dirt, the father finds out that they're doing this. And he's like, where is my child? Just tell me, where is my child? And they're just being super aggressive with him. They're trying to drown him, everything. And eventually the mom ends up killing the father with the car. Long story short, they're trying to figure out what to do. They wake up in the morning and it's breakfast. And the little girl is in a good mood. You know, their daughter is fine and she's okay. And they're sitting there eating breakfast and the mom and dad look disheveled and they look awful. And so what happened is they get a ring at the doorbell. Every time the doorbell rang, they freaked out and tried to hide. They get a ring at the doorbell. They go to the door. Well, no, they didn't get a ring at the doorbell. What happened was they went to go clean the blood off the car of the little girl's dad. They go outside and clean the blood off the car, and the little girl walks in the garage and asks them. Brittany ended up popping up alive, honey. I was like, they killed this man for nothing. They killed him to hide the fact that their daughter killed his daughter. And then she came back not only alive, she didn't have a bruise on her face. I thought the mom was going to strangle her. The mom looked at her like, she's like, come here. I was like, uh-oh. And so they're over here watching it blow out the car. And they go back inside. They talk to the daughter. And she was like, okay, you know, I was going to tell you, but y'all were having so much fun and y'all working together. And I just want y'all to be back together. And I wanted my family back and blah, 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 blah. Basically, this was all ploy for her to get her family back together, for her to get her mom and dad back together, all these things. And for real, her mom and dad did get back together, you know? And it was sad. It was sad because she did all this for attention from her parents. And basically, she wanted, that's all she wanted was attention from her parents. Basically.
She did all this for attention from her parents. And then on top of that,
she was hiding the fact that her friend was out with her boyfriend. Brittany was out with her boyfriend, honey. My question to deal with this, one of the questions I had on my Instagram page was, what kind of screwed up lie have you told for your parents to cover for you and your little friend? Like this right here.
First and foremost, black parents are not going to do that. Your little black butt's just going to be in jail.
But, oh, okay, you kill someone? Okay, you go to jail. We call the police. No, 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 no. You're crazy. I ain't going to sleep with you in the house. And that was the first thing I was thinking when it came to the girl. I was like, how y'all sleeping in the house with this girl? You think she done killed somebody else? I know that wouldn't have went with me. My ass would have been in jail if I killed somebody else's child. And the thing is, a little girl knew they weren't going to call the police on her. She knew that.
Her mom's a lawyer.
And it was just crazy to me.
It's crazy to me. It's crazy just to think that your child will tell a lie to cover up another lie. That's crazy. Like, why would you do that? And then on top of that, they over here protecting you. It was just over the top. It was crazy. And I'm like, I couldn't wrap my head around telling a lie of that caliber because first and foremost, I'm gonna just say this. You know, this girl mom, she was a lawyer, so she had money. And so her mom knew what questions they were gonna ask and she knew how to answer it. What disturbed me about this was the fact that instead of telling her, instead of teaching her a lesson, because I would have got a lesson taught, okay? I don't care what nobody else sees in this. I would have got a lesson out of this. My little ass would have been in jail and I would have had to straight up tell them, they're like, okay, you know what? I'm calling the police. I know the little talk that I would have is, okay, you gonna kill your little friend? You're going to jail because I can't trust you. I'm in a house with someone that murdered someone. Why would I want to be in a house with somebody that murdered someone? And I'm pretty sure I would have started singing like Canary after that. But to just think that they did any and everything to protect her, including kill the little girl's father, it goes to tell you not everybody is built or not everybody believes that their children should suffer the consequences for their actions. And that's sad. That's sad we live in a world that, and that's why I say, you know,
I can't deal with somebody else's kid because I'm not raising them. And they may teach them some different things that I would teach them. That's why I don't deal with people. It's not only just that, because they're not my child. So I definitely ain't got to deal with your child if they're not my child. But the main reason is because you teach them something different than I would teach them. I would have sent her ass to jail. I don't care. You kill someone. There's consequences for that. And you told me you killed someone. And then I ain't gonna sit there and hide it from you. I ain't gonna hide none of the evidence. You going to jail, little girl. And you going to jail until you tell me the truth where your little friend at. I know people feel like, especially with teenage kids, I know people feel like you have to protect your child or whatever. But my thing is you can't protect your children from the consequences and repercussions of what they have done. You cannot do that. So I wanted to talk about another situation with some teenage girls. And this situation is a real life story. So I was watching Kendall Ray on YouTube. I like watching her because she has like, she talks about, you know, missing people and people dying and stuff like that. So there was a case where there was a little girl that was murdered by two other little girls in high school. And they murdered her because they didn't like her. One little girl, parents hid the situation, act like it didn't happen. Another girl, parents, she came and she caved into guilt. She got sick, start, you know, acting out. And her parents was like, okay, we're going to get down to this. And then they turned her in. What in the horror high school going on here? One, it's a stupid reason to murder someone because you don't like them. That's stupid. Granted, I have threatened a couple of people's lives, but I did it because I threatened them because I didn't want them bothering me. So I'm one of those people where I threaten you because I don't want you in my face. But I ain't gonna do anything because I don't want to go to jail. I ain't serving time for you. But why is that the last resort to dealing with your classmates? And there's like 14,000 other things wrong with this whole situation. It's 14,000. One, the dad knew. The little girl dad knew. He's like, I know my little girl. I know what she did. Tell me what she had so I can whoop her ass. But for them to villainize him to save their girl, to save their child, that's the part that bothered me. And the other part that bothered me is that you murdered him, and then you, the little girl, came back up as soon as you murdered him, and you sitting up there in front of the car with his blood on it. But back to this. You murder your little friends in school? I'm gonna tell y'all this. If you're a teenager and you listen to me, that's cool. If you're a teenager, you don't listen to me, that's cool. I know everybody based their life off social media. And people do bullying on the internet too. So you get bullied at school and then you go home and you get bullied on the internet. So you get bullied wherever you go. I'm going to say this to anybody that's a bully or to anybody that just wants to kill someone or kill themselves. Number one, it's not worth it. This is not going to be something that matters when you become an adult. Now,
I was in high school right when social media had started. So the biggest social media platform was MySpace, and Facebook didn't start popping until like a few years later. So I remember us being on MySpace, and we weren't that bad, but I didn't really friend classmates, and I wasn't on MySpace like that because we had other things we wanted to do. We still went to movies, we still went out. But I know now in today's climate, we are shut down and some school systems are not in. And if some are not shut down, we're dealing with a pandemic. So you have a situation with people
who have kids in school during a pandemic.
So there's a lot of, the situation is probably a lot worse than when I was in school. But whatever is going on, first and foremost, if you murder someone, the detective's going to find out. They find out because detectives sniff out liars. Okay? Detectives are not stupid. As much as you want to think that police are stupid, they're not. Okay? You commit a crime, you commit a crime. You cannot run away from that. And even if you do get away with it, your soul is going to just dissolve into pieces. And you're going to be sick to your stomach, and it's going to bother you year after year after year after year. Especially when it comes to that person's birthday, the person's anniversary of their death, all of that. It's going to bother you. Don't do something permanent in high school that will affect you for the rest of your life.
Don't do that. When I was in high school, I had a classmate. When we were in chorus, and he was a white guy. And he was turned 18. I was like, "Ooh, you get to do what you want to do, whatever." He was like, "I'm not doing what I want to do." He's like, "Now I can be charged for it as an adult for a crime. I'm not going out there and do something stupid." Even if you are not 18 years old, you still don't do things like that. You have to understand, you want to stay away from things that will give you a soul debt, that will make you, what's the way of saying it? When I say soul debt, you don't want to build a soul debt. You don't want to build a bad reputation as a person, per se. You know, you don't want to build your, you don't want to sow any bad seeds, because you're going to reap what you've sown, will you sow them. You understand that, right? So with this whole killing people because you don't like them, just doing awful things like drinking and driving and you murdering someone because you're drunk driving because you went to a school party, be careful. It's not worth you wasting your life behind bars. It's just not. So be careful. And have the little friends you have in school ain't your real friends anyway. You don't meet your real friends till you grown. If you are best friends with somebody forever, God bless you. But these little relationships and these little mean girl cliques, they're just not worth your life. They're just not.
The one thing that bothered me about the little girl in the movie was that she was willing to do something for a friend that really didn't give a flip about her. She was going to defend a friend that was a mean girl. She would do all this, ruin her parents' reputation just to satisfy this friend who, by the way, she went to go see her boyfriend. She didn't tell you to come along with her at all. It was like, hey, I want you to cover for me. I know we're supposed to be at ballet camp, but I went to go see my boyfriend. And I know I'm not supposed to see him because my dad does not want me to see him. But I went to go see my friend. But while you're at it, you have to sit at home with your parents and pretend like you're sick. You ain't my friend if we ain't leaving together or running away together. That's point blank period. We ain't friends. Why you get to go out and have fun and I'm sitting over here with my parents? If we gonna do something stupid, let's do it together. That girl done got all her friends. She done got her parents involved in everything. They over here done killed girl daddy because of her foolishness. Because y'all sit up there playing in the woods and freezing cold. Okay, what's gonna happen is I'm going to fake my death. And your dad and your mom's gonna love you because you have issues. Why you over here trying to impress this girl? She ain't your real friend. You over here gotta spend a weekend with your parents. You wanna spend it? I mean, granted, the little girl did want to spend a weekend with her parents. That's exactly what it was for her. It was a win-win deal for her. It was like, okay, I can get my parents to feel bad for me. They can baby me, do all these things while you get to go have sex with your boyfriend. But that's not a real friend. If she's willing to ruin your reputation and your parents' reputation just to get what she wants, that's not your real friend. I'm sorry. A second issue I have is I didn't care for the daddy's girlfriend. The mama's boyfriend was cool. But daddy girlfriend, she need the shit slapped out of her. She was, she found a little girl phone. And it's like, who phone is this? Look, ho. Number one, he had other problems he was dealing with. And two, it's clearly that was a teenage girl's phone case. And I would assume, I'm just saying, if let's just say this. I'm dating a guy, because a lot of guys my age now have children. If I'm dating a guy and I see a colorful cell phone with unicorns and it's pink, I'm assuming that it's his daughter's. She had no, like, and that was another issue that the movie brought up. These parents were so busy trying to move on from their little messed up marriage that the daughter wasn't moving on with them. They were more focused on their relationships, which granted, is nothing wrong with your parents being in relationships with anybody. But it was almost like they were ignoring the signs that something was wrong with their daughter. She was cutting herself. There was a scene where the mom was talking about the dad found out that she had cuts on her arms. He said when she was doing this, oh, she started doing this and I tried to take her to therapy. And he said, why you didn't call me? Well, you didn't care. And he did it. He was so busy being a rock star, sitting up here trying to soothe the conscience of a very insecure woman who thought a teenage girl's cell phone was some random girl he was sleeping with. Which my thing is, he has a teenage daughter. Why would you think it was some other person's cell phone? You this insecure. You know he has a teenage daughter. That was an assumption I would have made. What? Why that assumption came up? Whose phone is this? Girl, bye. You're toxic. But the point of the movie was also to pay attention to the child. And they were not paying attention to the child. They were busy defending her. And wasn't noticing the little things about her, like the cuts on her arms. And another thing is, when the detectives found the evidence of that they were there at the crime scene, one,
They also found evidence that she could possibly have killed her little friend when they went to her account, her social media account. And on the social media account, it said she wanted to kill her. That she hated her friend and they were fighting over a little boy. My question is, why they didn't check the social media account? That was weird too. It's little things that the parents didn't notice about the girl. They didn't go to her social media account. That would be the first thing I did if I had a teenage child right now in this day and age. The first thing I would do is go to her little Instagram. I have a little fake page, okay? Have a little fake page. I'll be trolling little girl. How you not know? Like, oh, well, she's blocked me. Well, you create a fake account. Stop using your real face. One. And you create a fake account. Follow her so you know what's going on her account. So you know if something goes down and the police at your house, you can sit over here and say, yeah, I noticed that she was doing this. And it doesn't come as a shock to you. And if she blocks you again, she can't have a computer. She can't have a cell phone. She gonna do what we had to do. It was just, to me, it was like the parents were the children. The girl ran this situation and she knew that everything was gonna be okay. And if mom and dad was like, why she's okay, why she's laughing, why she's having fun, why is this going on? If she really had killed her friend, don't you think she would have kind of killed herself? I'm going to say this. A normal teenager couldn't handle the pressure of murdering anyway. A normal teenager. I don't know what kind of teenagers y'all are now. I haven't been a teenager in 15 years, so bite me. Anyway, but I know, like, I want to slap a bitch, but I ain't ever wanted to kill nobody because I knew that their karma was going to come to them. But it would never have crossed my mind to murder a classmate. I mean, yeah, they were hateful and yeah, they were mean or whatever, but it was just never like, I am going to kill Bill. It was never anything like that. Maybe throw a desk at her head, but never kill her. And to me, especially when it came to the characteristics of the little girl, it just didn't add up. The Brittany was more likely to kill someone than Joey King's character. This movie just baffled me. Like, I know by the time I have a teenager, I'll be probably 45, 50 years old. I just know. Don't ask me why. I just know. And I'm just trying to figure out in the back of my head, because technology is going to become more and more advanced. How are we going to be able to deal with that? This lie ruined lives. And I just can't, I just couldn't believe watching that. With that being said, I don't want to further talk about this because it literally makes me sick to my stomach just think that your parents would hurt themselves and get in trouble because of you. Y'all, be careful. That's all I can say with that. Just be careful. With that being said, y'all have a lovely evening. And if your friend requires you to get your parents put in jail, honey, that's not your friend. Have a good day.